destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from sunny California. The sun is just setting here. It's been a beautiful, warm day. We had a couple days of rain. All the grass and the trees are happy. Birds are singing. And now it's warm and dry and everything is just growing. This is the most beautiful time of year, I think, here. Because after this spring season here, we don't get rain at all. Everything turns brown and ugly. That's my opinion, of course. But today is April 16th, 2007. Tomorrow is our tax day, even though it would officially have been yesterday, the 15th. And isn't it very interesting that tax day always falls on a Six of Diamonds day? Well, the 16th, the 15th of April is Six of Diamonds day. And Six of Diamonds is the card of paying your debts. Isn't that so interesting that the government picked that day? They didn't know anything about the cards, of course. But they happened to pick the day that meant paying your debt. So here we are on tax day, paying our debt to our country for all the wonderful leadership and all the great things they're doing for us. And we do that in the form of our tax dollars. And you know I'm being a little bit facetious, but that's okay. Let's see. We have, born this day, we have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Today's a Five of Diamonds day. And people born today are very restless. They have freedom as one of their bywords that they live by. People born this day generally have difficulties with relationships, with commitments. They won't have necessarily a problem with commitment in their work, but they'll have problems with commitment with personal relationships. It's kind of a tough day, actually. It's an Aries Five of Diamonds day. There's several Five of Diamonds days. Today's the Aries version. Looks like Charlie Chaplin was born this day. Selena, who was a performer who was actually murdered, the Spanish Mexican, beautiful Mexican lady. Peter Ustinov, Dusty Springfield. Lucas Haas, young actor, who played in, what was that movie with Harrison Ford, Witness. I think that was one of the first movies he played in. He was like a little kid, really cute kid with big eyes. Anyway, that's enough about today. Just so you know, everybody, we only have two lines working tonight on the phone, on the call-in phone. Line three is the only, it does not work, so you won't be able to call in. You only have line two and four to call in tonight when we get to the part where we start talking about and doing readings. So I happen to know that both lines are already full. What you can do if you want is just wait, and I will announce when a line is open, and you can call in. How's that sound good? Okay. Some of you have asked me, a lot of you have asked me over the week, where are the archives? We don't have the archives of the last 2 weeks. Don, the radio station manager, has been upgrading the system, so because the archives actually filled up the website. They ran out of room for all the archives. So he had to do an upgrade, and we should have those back online. We should have at least the past couple weeks up on my website within tomorrow or the next day at the very latest. So tonight's discussion, we'll have a little discussion here before we take calls, but I appreciate those of you who have called in. Tonight's discussion is going to be about living in the state of being called possibility. Living in the state of being called possibility. This is something that I think all of us can use a reminder about this from time to time. That there's always more possibilities available to us than we're seeing in a situation or in our life. We live our life, and we get kind of into a habitual pattern, and it might even be a good pattern. It could be actually a really nice pattern, like, you know, you get up and you do this, and you're taking care of yourself. But even a good pattern can become habitual, and we lose that perspective on what we might be in our life, what our life could be. So I remember when I was living in a yoga ashram, which I lived in one for 10 years, when I first got there in the very beginning, it was a very difficult thing for me. I was 23 years old. We were waking up in the morning at 4 o'clock. By 4:30, we were outside in the dark, jogging up and down this road, this gravel road. And we were jogging in time, in sync, like guys in boot camp. And then by 5 o'clock, we were doing yoga and breathing exercises and meditating. And we were done with all that by 6:30 when we would have breakfast. And at 7:15, we would start work. And we would basically work until 5:30. We had a lunch break, but we would work all day. And then we would have an evening get together. And then by, I think it was 8:30, we were in bed. 8:30 or 9, we were in bed. And that was our day. And I remember it was so difficult for me to be there. And our teacher, he knew this was really hard. He knew that we were coming from, you know, backgrounds where, you know, we were just, you know, living the life of sex, drugs, alcohol, and rock and roll music. And he knew that this was very difficult, and he would remind us that every day you have to sit down and you have to have written down saying why you're here, what you're doing, and why it's important for you to be here. He says, otherwise, you're not going to make it through this. You're not going to be able to handle it if you don't constantly remind yourself why you're doing this. And I remember waking up in the morning and being outside at 4:30 in the morning in the dark, jogging, and I'd ask myself, what am I doing here? Am I crazy? Am I insane doing this? So I had to remind myself every day, what am I doing? Why is it important for me to be here? But how often do we sit down and ask ourselves, what am I doing in my life, and why is it important to me? And are there other possibilities that I'm not seeing? So just first and foremost, we tend to put our blinders on. We tend to get into a rut. It could be a comfortable rut, or it could be an uncomfortable rut. Sometimes the ruts aren't so comfortable, but it could be a comfortable rut even. But still, it's a rut, and it blinds us. But there's another thing about possibility, and that is, are we living the highest potential of our life? Are we being the creator, the author of our life? You know, for me, being an Ace of Diamonds ruling card, always having results in my life has been extremely important, and creating things and making things happen has always been important. It's not necessarily as important to everybody, but I think everyone alive today has some sort of dream that they would like to achieve in their life. Where does that dream come from? Do you think you learned it from your parents? Do you think you learned it in school? Well, I don't think so. I think we're born with that dream. I think it's with us at the moment of birth. I think that we might be stimulated to be aware of it by something that happens in our childhood or in school or in church or somewhere else. But I think we are given this dream, we have it when we arrive here, and it just comes out of us. Now, some people are very fortunate, and they tap into their dream at an early age. This is not very common, though. If you look around, it's very unusual to find somebody who's like, you know, 15 years old or 25 years old even, who really knows exactly what they want to do and why they're doing it. For most of us, we have to search for this thing if it's important to us. I remember spending years and years of my life. I was always doing something, but I always knew that I wasn't doing exactly what I was supposed to do. I just didn't know what it was that I was supposed to do. And when I say supposed to do, I mean that thing that I was put here to do. It wasn't until I discovered the cards, the science of the cards, and the books on the cards, that I realized this was the thing that could really, for me, be the thing. And once I committed myself to it, the doors opened up for me, and I realized that it was exactly what I had been searching for. And I'd been praying for years before that happened. I've been praying for years, asking God, please show me what you want me to do. I'm ready to do it. Tell me what to do. But nothing showed up for a long time. But, you know, life has a way. And just when, you know, I went through some big changes in my life, because I was always doing something, but I had to go through, like, some death experiences, letting go of what I was doing to get to what I really wanted to be doing. And I knew by the feeling of it, I knew it was the right thing. It wasn't like I knew intellectually. I knew in my heart. It just got me so excited. So excited. You know, you'll know that you're doing the work you're meant to do if you're just so excited about it. If you just get so turned on about what you're doing, that is the sign that you're in the right groove, that you're doing the thing that you really should be doing. So if you don't feel that way about your life, if you don't feel that way, then you probably have made a choice along the way to compromise yourself. Like a lot of people, I would say a good majority of people today, are living a life that's compromised in the sense that they have chosen something that brings them security over something that they would really love to do. And a lot of these same people, they don't really think that they could actually do what they love and make enough money to survive. That's part of a poverty mentality that a lot of us have today in today's culture. But the truth is, every time I have done what I love to do, it has always paid off like huge for me. It has just been a huge payoff financially. Every time I took the risk, and I've done it several times in my life, I've lived in long enough to really know this is absolutely true, and it would work for anybody if they just took the risk. You have to take a small risk. You don't have to take a big risk, but you have to take a small risk. You have to at least be willing to try what you think would be your dream. You have to give the universe a chance. You have to say to God, you know, okay, I'm going to try this. If it is what you want me to do, make it successful. And if it's not successful, I'll know that this isn't really the right thing for me, and I'll go on to the next thing. I think really, though, when I got to find my own path, I think I had come to a point where I had sort of given up. And I just told God, I don't care what it is, just tell me what it is and I'll do it. I mean, I didn't really have an attachment to an idea. I mean, another thing is, like, if we're beating our head up against the wall trying to do something and it's not working, that's probably not the thing. Now, there is such a thing as, like, if we're not doing it the right way, if we're not doing our best. But if you're doing your best and it still isn't working, something's off there. That's not the way the universe works. When we're in the right groove, the red carpet rolls out in front of us. When we're in the right place at the right time, when we're in alignment with who we are and doing what we love to do, doors just fly open as you approach. The red carpet rolls out and everybody's happy to see you. That's how it really works. If your life is not flowing like that, you have to examine yourself. You can't just blame the universe or blame God. You have to be able to look inside and say, is this really the right choice, or am I doing it? Am I approaching it the right way? Am I attached to something that's not healthy for me? What is it about me and what I'm doing that is causing a block right now? That's where we have to look. Now, there's a choice in life. Most people are not aware of it, but on one hand, there's living in possibility. On the other hand, there's living in from a victim consciousness. On the possibility side is a person who is creating the life they love. They know what they're doing. They know they have the power to make it happen, and they're exercising that power and watching magic happen in their life. On the other hand is a person in victim mode who's just waiting for something bad to happen. When is that bad thing going to happen to me? And then, before long, it does happen. And this is a person that feels like they're a victim of the cosmic will. Like they don't understand life. They have no, there's nothing that they can say for sure really works. Because no matter how hard they try, the rug can be pulled out from under them and they can fall flat on their face. And those are the people that eventually just give up, lay down, and get involved in something that is like basically dead, being like dead. You know, work they don't love, relationships that they're not really thrilled about, situations, you know, not taking care of themselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually, not doing good things for themselves every day. These are the people that are living in the victim mode. They feel victimized by life. They're hard on themselves. They blame themselves for their own, and they blame other people. But mostly they blame the world and other people because they're in victim mode. They're the one that's always being abused. They're the ones always being taken advantage of. That's victim mode. Waiting for something bad to happen, and then sooner or later it does. Think about it, okay? We all do that to some extent. Some of us only do it in some areas. Some of us just do it in the area of relationships. And some of us do it in the area of our work or our health or our finances. So we're talking about moving from victim to power here, from no possibility to endless possibility. And it involves taking back the wand, taking back the scepter that belongs to the king or queen sitting on the throne. It involves taking the little pointer out of the conductor's hand in the symphony, and now you're directing the symphony. You are writing the script. You are directing the symphony. You are making things happen. What if you had a magic wand? What if you couldn't fail? What if you could dream of things and they would occur? What would you do? What would you create in your life? You know, before we can have anything in our life, we have to first be able to conceive it. And I think really, I've noticed because I was involved in a training program, I've talked about this before, where it was a results-oriented training environment that gave people the power to create whatever they want. And I helped a lot of people. I helped myself first, and then I helped a lot of other people. And you'd be amazed how many people say they want a better life, but when it really comes right down to it, they don't really want a better life. And you know, really, when you think about it, if you look at our lives, we really have exactly what we want right now. Now you may think that the life that you have right now is not what you want, but if I sat down and talked with you for a few minutes, I would be able to show you how the choices you continue to make are sustaining the life that you have right now. It wouldn't be that hard to do. Here's something that's really great exercise, okay? I think everybody should do this every once in a while. Do you want to know what's really most important to you and what you're getting out of your life right now that keeps you in the pattern that you're in? I'm speaking for all of us here, not just you, but me as well and everybody else. All you got to do is a simple thing. Keep track in 1 week of how many hours you spend doing everything every day. Just keep a log and take a page for each day and put 24 lines on it, one for each hour of the day, and you write down what you were doing in that each of those hours of every day for 7 days, okay? Then you add up all the hours that you spent in each various kind of activity, and then look at how many hours you spent added up for the whole week, and you will know exactly what's really the most important to you as compared with what you think or what you say is most important to you. See, what we think and say comes from our conscious mind, and our conscious mind is not always really on top of what's really going on. The conscious mind is like a little peephole into the world. It's like looking through a keyhole in a room, and all you see is a little bit. You can't see the whole room. The conscious mind thinks it knows everything, but it really has just got like a tiny viewpoint of what's really going on. But if you do this exercise I just told you, you keep track of all your hours and what you do every week, you're going to find out what's most important to you, and it may be different than what you think, and it may be different than what you say you want. But if you're spending like, well, for example, we'll probably, most of us will find out that we spend most of our time sleeping in a week's time. Sleep's very important, and we all do it. Most of us do it. Maybe there are some people that don't, but I think that for the majority of us, sleep will be the number one thing. And then after that, maybe your work, maybe your job. After that, you know, and where does your relationship fall into that realm? How many hours do you spend with your partner? How many hours do you actually do things together that are fun? All these things. You look at it and you get a really clear picture. And it'll be great because it won't be any bullshit. It won't be any made up stuff. It'll be the real thing. Now, you have a dream. You may have forgotten it. A lot of people in our world today have become so ingrained in doing things just for security or to avoid unpleasantness in their life that they have forgotten what they really love. They've forgotten how to feel excited about something even. Some people have given up completely. They don't even think it's a possibility for them. They don't even think that they could ever have anything better than what they have. But I think that people listening to this show tonight, I think everybody who's on this show tonight does have possibility and knows they have a dream. Okay, so what is your dream? And if I could give you that dream, if I could hand you that dream, I would. Wouldn't it be nice if I could just do that? I could wave the magic wand, poof, you have your dream. But you know what? It just won't happen because you have to make room for that dream. You have to create an opening for it. If you did that exercise and count up the hours in the week, where would you squeeze that dream in? What would you let go of in that week's time that would make that dream part of your life? How much time would you be spending doing that dream? Where would you make up the time? What would you be willing to give up? I can't forget this thing that my friend shared with me, Joseph, once. He says, I read in a book somewhere, he said, what would you give up everything you have to have what you really want in your life? Would you be willing to give up everything you have now to have everything, or the most important thing, what you really, really want? That's the big question. That's the big question. And all of us, we have to be willing to do that. We have to be in a state of mind where we would let it all go if that's what was required for us to achieve what we were put here on the planet to do. Each of us was put here for a very special reason. And even if you've forgotten what that is because you became disillusioned, you can get that back. I'm here to tell you that everybody can get that back. It's up to you. You have to take the step. But there is so much support for this in the world today that nobody really has a reason, an excuse for not having their dreams fulfilled, for not having a life of unlimited possibility. You know, it's not really about unlimited possibility. It's about the possibility of you. We each have a specific possibility. I have my possibility. It was given to me, but it's not everybody's. It may have pieces that are same as yours or somebody else's, but my specific little niche, my specific little dream was given to me. There may be other people that have a similar one, but there may be some people that have completely different ones. Did you know that I laugh about this, but there's a group of people that get together once a year and have a convention, and they travel thousands of miles, a lot of them, to attend a convention that's all about barbed wire. A barbed wire convention. Now that, to me, is completely uninteresting, but can you imagine that somebody was given the dream that barbed wire was it? That was it. I mean, somebody just says, I love barbed wire. It's the most fascinating thing. You won't believe all the aspects of it. And that's their dream. Now, I'm not going to make fun of that dream. It's a dream. I remember when I learned to fly airplanes, I loved airplane flying, and it was a dream of mine to learn to fly. But I'd go to the airport, and there would be guys there, old guys. They haven't flown in 20 years, but they used to fly. They were in the war or before the war, and their life was flying. Flying was their whole life. And they would go to the airport every day just to be around the pilots and the action at the local airport. And that was their life. And that wasn't enough for me. I love flying, but I had so much more to my life. But I could appreciate these guys because that was their dream. And, I mean, these guys were great pilots. They were great airplane mechanics. They knew things about airplanes that nobody else knew. And their love of it is what really showed. So it's time for each of us to find out, what do we really love? What do we really, really love? And we got to take a risk. We got to be willing to take a risk and go for that. At least be willing to ask God for it and see what happens. So that's our little message for tonight. Just go for what you really love. And if you don't know what you want, if you've lost connection with that, a lot of people have. If you've lost that connection with what you really love, then your highest priority right now should be to get reconnected with that. And there are lots of things you can do. We're not going to have time to talk about that tonight, but there's lots of books, different workshops, and everything, and services and things available to you. And even just, you may not even need any of that. You might just be able to ask God, and He'll give it to you. But we have to ask for. Knock, and the door shall be opened. That's how it works. We just have to knock. Okay, that concludes our discussion tonight. I hope some of that was useful to you. We're going to have a short break now while Don plays one of my little commercial things. And when we come back, we're opening up the lines for some call-in, for discussion, and some exploration. We have two people already, though. The lines are full. I'll let you know. You can basically assume that after someone hangs up, there's an open line. So if you're looking to call tonight, just wait. Or wait for me to announce it, but there should be open lines in a little while. So we'll have a little break right now, and we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
For centuries, the information was kept hidden from society. Preserved by a secret order, instructed never to reveal this esoteric knowledge until the world was ready. Until a time when this information could do the most good to benefit mankind. And now this information has finally been revealed, the fabled Book of Destiny, with information about every aspect of your life. And now you can make use of this information for your highest good. You can discover just why you are here and where you are going. Who are you most compatible with? When will you move? When will you change jobs, find love, and get married, and make the most money? All of this information and more is now available to you in two books, The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards by Robert Lee Kemp. These books are available in any bookstore, physical or virtual. But if you order them from SevenThunders.com, you will also receive a special report entitled, When Will You Become a Millionaire? This special report will tell you the times in your life when you are the most likely to experience massive financial success. To get both books, which teach you how to do these readings for yourself, step by step, plus this one-of-a-kind report at a special discounted rate, just point your web browser to 7thunders.com. That's the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Look for the link talking about the radio show special. And within days of ordering, you will receive everything you need to do readings for yourself and others. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed for your money back. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everybody. We are back with the Mr. Destiny radio show on bbsradio.com. It's live on Monday evening here in California. It's about 8 o'clock. Hope everybody's doing well. We are going to have a guest here. If you'll bring Kay on, please. I'd like to speak to her.
Hello.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
Good.
Let me confirm your birthday before we talk. Are you born July 10th, 1963?
Yes. Five
okay. Times. So what brings you to the show tonight?
Actually, my question has to do with everything you've talked about. My
oh,
life
good.
Purpose and also my relationship. I want to see
uh-huh.
what you see.
So can you be a little more specific?
I guess for the year, if you can tell me, yeah, my.
Well, you know, this year in the card system, the year begins on your birthday. So the year you're in now is winding down.
Down, yeah. So
you're getting close to your next year.
Yeah.
So give me a little bit. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on.
I'm kind of restless. Where I feel that I need to find what I love to do,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I need. I know that there's changes coming, or you know, there's something else that I need to be doing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You are a five of diamonds with a seven of clubs secondary card, planetary ruler, and I did a reading today, a personal reading, with a woman whose ruling card is the same as yours. And that's good for you because I was talking to somebody about the same question, okay? The thing about your birthday, Kay, is that the Five of Diamonds is very restless. And they change a lot, okay? It's like an evolutionary card in that it's always evolving so that when the Five of Diamonds has something, they usually want to move on to the next thing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's and there can be when you're a five of diamonds, you could be experiencing basically a sense of continual dissatisfaction.
Yeah. Well, I've got the job that I have now. I've been in for 10 years, and that was fine.
Yeah.
I've been fine with it all this time.
Oh,
and,
really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now all of a sudden, it's like I need I feel that there's something, a bigger purpose, something that, it's not the love of my life, it's just my job, like you were saying, I just settled,
And what kind of job are you doing?
I work in telecommunications.
Okay.
I work on phone
systems.
Are
you like a salesperson?
No, I work on the actual phone systems, programming, and I do a lot of database
uh-huh.
also.
And so, like, when you think about, like, what you would love to do, let's say if money was no issue, what would you do?
It would be something more spiritual. That's what I'm drawn to. I read a lot
mm-hmm.
of spiritual books. I'm drawn to that whole. And then
yeah.
I also have your books, and I
mm-hmm.
refer to them all the time. And I talk to a lot of my friends about them. I tell them stuff, and they're just amazed by it.
Uh-huh.
And I look things
up. That's a good
up,
sign,
and
you know.
I look at all the
It's a good sign when you're doing something and you love it and other people love it too.
Yeah.
You know. So why don't you try doing readings?
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people are doing it, you know. See, this woman I read for today, she has a Seven of Clubs ruling card, too, and this is a card of spiritual information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part of you that you're not fulfilling in your current job.
Yeah.
And also, another thing about Seven of Clubs that you may not know is that they want to be special in some way. They want to be recognized.
Okay.
That's another secret of the Seven of Clubs, is that they secretly, they want to be, like, famous. Not necessarily really famous, but they want some sort of recognition for what they're doing from other people. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think you're getting that in your job either.
Yeah.
So these are, like, important clues for you, you know, about what you could be doing in your life. So the cards, you know, like, there's really, there's nothing here in your cards that indicates that a vast change in your career right now. Okay?
Okay. Is that for my next year?
No, it's this year.
For this year.
You know, this year here, things are kind of cruising along, it looks like to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's been a pretty good year overall, actually, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in a really good relationship.
Are you?
Can I ask you about that?
Yeah, sure. But let me just finish with your career thing.
Okay.
Because next year is, it looks like it's when you let go of what you've been doing. After your birthday. It's going to take you a year, though.
Okay.
To completely transition out of what you're doing.
Okay. So
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay, what about your relationship? Like, you, at first I thought you said you were having some problems, but now it sounds like you have a good relationship. So which is
we have a good relationship, yeah.
Okay.
I was just wondering what you see, like, for your coming up.
What's his birthday?
3/2/65.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the first part.
March 2nd.
March 2nd, okay. So what is it that you, how long have you guys been together?
A year and a half.
Uh-huh, and that's a long time. And have you guys talked about anything like more, like a higher level of commitment?
Yeah. Yeah, we felt like we were destined to be together.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like we've known each other before, and we have those. We have that in our cards, and it's there. I mean, it's something that
the other thing about this relationship is that you are the boss in this relationship, Kay.
Oh, okay.
You carry the responsibility of what you guys end up doing. It's you have to set the. You have to be the one who says this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
And if you say, okay, we're going to get married, you'll probably say yes.
Okay.
So whatever does happen or whatever doesn't happen, it's all your fault. You understand?
Okay.
Because if nothing happened, it was because you didn't want it to happen.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I do.
That's real significant in this particular case. You understand? That's very significant, that concept, because you probably didn't know that you were the lord of this relationship.
Uh-uh.
You might have known, you might have really thought about it. You might have said, well, yeah, you know, he kind of does whatever I want, you know. You might have seen that. But I'm telling you now that it's bigger than that. You are the one who decides what you guys are going to do. And that's a great responsibility. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes fives don't like to be burdened by responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Of that nature.
Yeah.
So we'll see what you do. We're all excited now. What are you going to do? We want to know what you're going to do, Kay.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do with your man? You know?
Well, I want to definitely, you know, stay together.
Well, cool.
I don't know what.
Do you want to get married or just kind of have what you have now?
Yeah, I do want to get married. I don't think right away, though.
Well, it'll
maybe,
be your choice.
Maybe
he's going to wait for you to give the signal. He's very marriageable.
Okay.
Which is good. You know, it's a good thing. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, I mean, I'm looking at your cards, and, I mean, it could go either way. You could get married whenever you want or not get married. The big theme next year, though, is really about you letting go of what you've been doing for so long, preparing for a new beginning. That's the major theme.
Okay.
And don't worry about money. The money's going to be taken care of.
Oh, good.
You're gonna have more money.
When
you get into the thing you love to do, you're going to make more money than you're making now.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
You will. I remember when I wrote my first book and I sent my manuscript in to this company, and I had no guarantee that they would even like it or anything. And I got a check back in the mail from them like a week or so later, more money than I'd ever seen in one time in my whole life.
Wow.
And I knew at that point, man, if I do what I love, I'm going to be taken care of.
Okay.
So, all right. Thank you for calling, Kay. It's great talking to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good
Thanks
luck.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was very interesting. I find it always kind of fun when a woman realizes that they're the leader of the relationship and that it's up to them. I love that little reaction because they sometimes aren't prepared for that. You know, they didn't realize that they had so much power. And I love telling them that so that they get that it's up to them more than their partner. Okay, I think we still have Claudia on line 4. And there's a line open now if anybody wants to call in. Line 2 is open. But there's Claudia here.
Hello.
Hello, Claudia?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Good. Is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Oh, because I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you on the computer.
Oh, yeah, turn your computer radio off, so you otherwise you'll be confused.
Okay, hang on. Okay, there we go.
Are you good now?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're getting a delay that way, see, and it won't match up to what I'm saying here. So, what brings you to call in tonight?
Well, it seems that my call is related to your whole conversation and also your last call. And I'm a 6 of clubs, 6 of spades.
Uh-huh. And were you born in 1946?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to verify that. So tell me more about your question.
So my main question is, I've been, I'm really tired of the job that I've been doing as a full-time job, and have been doing astrology and the destiny cards and healing for quite a while, and wondering when the best time is to either move into more of a consulting basis with the full-time job and open up more to the astrology healing,
uh-huh.
or just let it go completely. What do you think the best timing might be?
Well, I think you could have already started this, you know. You know, a lot of people place a huge expectation on themselves when they decide that they might want to do readings for money.
Yeah, I do them, but I just don't do it full time.
Okay, so you're already doing them and getting paid for them?
Yeah, I've been doing that for years.
Okay.
It's just a matter of letting go of the security of the other job.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be something where you take a big risk. You could actually do it gradually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You could just, create a little space in your life to do more readings.
Right now, the job is pretty consuming, so even though I can do readings on the weekend, it doesn't give me a lot of extra energy.
Uh-huh. So you might need to create some space in your job,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's probably the scary part.
Yeah.
Because if you create too much space, they might kick you out or something, you know. Right?
Or wondering if I should look to do something else that maybe will have more space. Yeah, in the same line of work, but not something that's mm-hmm. so consuming is where I am now.
Yeah, well, you know, you're in right now, just so you know, you're in the Neptune period. You're aware of that.
Yeah.
And you know what I say about Neptune, right?
Not to make changes.
Don't make any decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make any life, important life decisions in the Neptune period. So you're going to have to wait till after your birthday, at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you really can't see things really clearly right now. But it's a good time to explore possibilities. It's a good time to explore and say, well, what are some of the things I think I would really like to do? And just kind of check out and check into different things and see. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, looking at your next year, there's a lot of indications of change here for you. But you had indications this year, too, and you didn't follow them.
Yeah, I think what I did, though, this year was let go of the thought of things. Let go of thinking that I'd be doing what I'm doing the same way for the next two or three years.
Okay. So you're creating kind of an opening inside yourself there?
Yeah, I think it took all that time to sort of let go and change perspective.
Well, you know, you're a double six.
Yeah.
And sixes really don't like... don't like changes all that much, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, they just kind of get into a rut sometimes, and even if they want to change, they just seem to get stuck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of being a six. And so, you know, if it takes you a little longer, that's just your nature. It's okay, you know? Not to worry about that.
But you think this coming year has some good.
But you have opportunities to change this year, and it could happen. It could happen very quickly, but don't make any decisions until at least a couple weeks after your birthday.
Okay. And do you think that does it look more like moving to a consulting job plus doing more and more of the reading? Or just letting go completely and doing reading?
Well, let me see. You know, it's hard because there aren't cards that represent consulting jobs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's not like a real clear way to... There is a card that represents this system and the esoteric sciences, and that's the Ace of Spades, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have the Ace of Spades this year. You have it in Jupiter. But next year, I don't see it showing up in any significant way. But you are displacing the Three of Diamonds this coming year. And underlying your Mercury card is the Ace of Spades. So there is definitely a possibility. Oh, let me see. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. I went ahead 2 years. That was 2 years. No, I don't really see an Ace of Spades this coming year. But it doesn't mean you won't be doing it. It's really going to be up to you. You're already doing it. You know that you can make money at it. I think it's just a matter of working it out so that it's, you know, you don't have to take any risks. You really shouldn't have to. Not any major risks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to run a little trial experiment that still leaves you the option to go back if you want to. You follow me?
Because I could wait another year and 10 months, and then I'd get some retirement money from where I am now.
Well, that may be at your stage of life, that may be a wise choice. Like, I would never recommend somebody, like, you know, risk all their security on something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not necessary. There's always a way to do it that is easy, fun, I mean, there has to be some risk, of course, but nothing that's real serious.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that would be, you know, threatening your security. Do you have dependents or anything?
No, not really.
Well, good. That gives you less excuse for not going for what you really love. You know what I mean? You know, I think that you need to have, being a double six, your life has to have a purpose to it, Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you have to really know that you're doing something that's important to helping the world. It'll bring a lot more dimension and depth to your life if you have that kind of feeling about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially being a six, Claudia.
So I guess in light of the frustration of the job this current year, does next year look like that might ease up a little bit? Or does it look like it would be more of the same?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like the frustration you're experiencing is accumulation of a long time, you know. Your card showed this year that you should have been paying attention to getting out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somehow you stayed in there. Because you displaced the Nine of Diamonds this year, you know. You were supposed to, like, pay attention to that. Now, it doesn't mean you had to give it up this year, but you should be really clear by now that you don't really belong there.
Yeah, well, I think I've gotten to that point of understanding.
Okay. So now it's just a matter of planning your great escape. Are you ready to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all you got to do. Just, you know, I'm sure you're a very intelligent person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so use your mind for a good thing to plan your great escape from your job. Doesn't it sound exciting? Like a movie.
It does sound exciting.
Yeah, it's like, I'm planning my great escape from my job. How much fun is that?
Okay, that's a good perspective.
Yeah, you got the card supporting you doing it, okay?
Do the money cards look supportive coming up?
You got the millionaire's card next year.
Oh, cool, okay. You mean next year, the coming birthday or the one after?
That's a lame excuse, all right? We're not going to hear that one.
The Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter or something?
That's right.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Claudia. Have a nice evening, and thanks for calling.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Now, Claudia is a double six, and sixes, they tend to get into a rut. It can be a comfortable rut, an uncomfortable rut, but they tend to stay in a something. Like a six of hearts will stay in a relationship for a long time. That's one of the patterns of a six, you know. But they can, even a six can get out of that. Okay, so we have Lindy, I believe, on line two. And line four is now open if somebody else wants to call in. Are you there, Lindy?
Oh, I am. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. I appreciate
you
taking time with me today.
Have we spoken before, you and I?
Not officially.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know.
I think I barged in on your New Year's Eve one time or trying to place an order.
Oh, okay. Because your voice sounds a little familiar, actually.
Well, and I know, like, sometimes your orders, when I've ordered products and stuff, you amaze me. That's how the first time I called you so late, because I was trying to take advantage of a promo before midnight Pacific Standard Time. And I was so shocked that you answered your own phone, you know. And I remember I said, oh, my God, I'll call you back. You said, that's okay, I'm already away. What do you want? So, and the rest is kind of history.
Okay, well, thanks for filling me in. I vaguely remember that. Anyway, so what's on your mind tonight?
Relationships probably is the most thing on my mind, and finances.
So what kind of relationship situation are you in at the moment?
The person that's the other party that I would be concerned about is May 6, 1957. is his birthday.
And the status of that, are you dating or?
No, the status of that is flat.
So let me get this straight. You like him, but you haven't really dated him yet.
Oh, no. We have a long 30-some-year relationship on and off.
Oh, is he married?
Yeah, to me.
Oh, you're God. Okay, I'm trying to get the facts out of here. This is your husband we're talking about.
Yeah, or maybe not. You know,
what do you mean? Are you so you're thinking about breaking up perhaps or what?
Yeah. Ending.
Okay. All right. So
but we've had endings before, but only now do I really feel that.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's why it's because I know once I make this is a complete exit. This is a final. This is the path that I choose. So and I've had just a lot of hours, like you're talking about the hours, what I could be doing, dreaming and recreating.
You just had your rebirth.
My prosperity.
You had your rebirth there, Lindy. So,
sorry?
You're in that period of life from 45 to 52. It's really so important at those ages that we really focus on having our life be as good as it possibly can be.
Well, exactly. And so...
And, you know, we can't ask anybody else in our life to change.
Right.
We don't have that. We can't ask anybody else to change.
So that's been my main focus a lot the last year or two has been about internal. And I think... this is what this is evolving into because I had a aha revelation in January. And so I'm pretty positive that the direction I need to take is just that leap is it's just it
well, you've been
so
listen
far.
this is a tremendous change for you. If you decide to leave your marriage, that is, you've been married for a long time. I mean, that's got to be one of the scariest things that somebody could face. It's a big unknown out there.
And then
the whole thing about being alone, too.
I guess there's issues about that. I'm not too worried
about
that.
But what do you think stopping you, then?
What is stopping me? I guess because, you know, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe that is the main thing.
Well, you see, you need to know yourself a little better, okay? It's possible if you know exactly what's going on right now. In you, I'm talking about, okay? So... my suggestion is you do some self-exploration, okay?
Yeah, well, I've been doing a lot of that. That's how I've been arriving at some of the choices
that
I've been making.
In what form does that take?
Lately. I'm sorry?
In what form does your self what?
Meditating, reading books,
I think you should get, like, somebody else involved, like a counselor, okay?
Really?
Yeah, somebody that can reflect you back to yourself so you can get a perspective because you can't, it's very difficult for us to psychoanalyze ourselves.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I've thought about that. No, I have thought about that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because we're stuck
but
inside
of ourselves.
But I haven't
been
there
as committed to time
for
that.
Our own stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's why we have other people in this world to help us to mirror ourselves to us, you know?
Mm.
So I would, if I were you, and I have a counselor, you know? I would get somebody that you can talk to who has a perspective, see, that's outside of the situation. And somebody who's really good at, you know, relationship stuff and, you know, helping people get clear. They're out there, you know.
Okay.
You might already know somebody, actually.
Actually, I don't. So I would have to explore that to see.
Okay, well, I'm sure you could find somebody. This is the year.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, you got like you're in Saturn right now, the hardest period of the year.
You know, I see that.
Yeah.
So. And I feel it every bit of it. So I try not, you know, I try to understand that influence.
And there's a possibility of you breaking up soon, coming in your next period, okay? Because you know, you've read your cards. You know what they say.
Yeah.
But it's just
Which
a possibility.
I've seen those things in my cards before, though, and they've come and they've passed. So
I was just going to say, you know, these are possibilities. They're not, nothing happens without your permission.
Right.
You got to get this. You're going to sit there and whine and complain about this relationship until the cows come home because it's up to you to change. And you're the one who's fixed and has the trouble changing, you know, because you're very fixed. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You're a semi-fixed card. You're a seven of diamonds, so you don't change easily.
No, this is true. But I am open.
Yeah, you're change resistant, though. You know, you're like you're like a fabric that's stain resistant, you know, but you're change resistant. In other words, you resist change.
Okay.
That's your nature, but you know, it's time to change.
It sure is, buddy.
Time to change.
It sure is.
Shoe just doesn't fit anymore. You outgrew it or something. Whatever.
Scariest
okay.
thing, I'll tell you.
Yeah. And you already knew this when you cool. called me. You just wanted to hear me say it.
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat.
Yeah. So the cards are there for you. Use, you know, we got to learn how to use these cards in our spread, you know. We got to use them. You see the Nine of Spades coming next period. You see the Two Fives coming next period. Okay. They're like a wave that's coming. You got to jump on your surfboard and get up there and ride the wave. You got it?
Do you see that as any change of location?
It can be any change you want. What change do you want?
I see. It's all there, right there.
It's all there.
Okay.
And nothing's going to happen unless you make it happen.
Right.
You'll be calling me 2 months from now. Robert, nothing happened.
Wow, I hope not. I hope not too.
But, you know, it's up to you. I can't do anything about it.
Absolutely.
Remember my talk earlier? How I said, you know, if I had a magic wand, I wish I could do it for somebody, but I can't. Because God gave us the power of choice.
I'm working on the possibility of me, the possibility of you. That's what I wrote here.
Excellent.
So. I was taking notes.
Well, good. Now, those notes are only good if you act on them.
Right, right.
Otherwise, they were just another exercise in bullshit. And Seven of Diamonds, trust me, Seven of Diamonds know all about the power of bullshit.
Really? Yeah, well, that's been on my credo for a long time. If you can't dazzle
them, they're great salespeople.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
you know that. What's his name? George Carlin is a Seven of Diamonds.
Yeah.
He does a whole spiel on bullshit. It's great.
Yeah, I've heard his spiels before.
I love that guy. Now he's too old, but he used to be so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the deal for you, Lindy.
Yeah. Okay,
have
Robert.
I really appreciate that.
And not only that today, but all that you do, and I love the things that I get, and I love sharing, and so I do a lot of that, sharing this. I've got quite a few people now, so I've actually been doing
so happy to hear
any
that.
Purchase. Yeah,
Lindy,
so I'm starting to buy books and give them away as gifts now, so that's a cool thing.
That's excellent. Well, thank you for being who you are, Lindy, and thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. All right, Robert, take it easy. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, you might be one of these semi-fixed cards. If you don't know what your card is, go to my website, 7thunders.com, and do the free destiny reading. It'll tell you what your card is if you don't already know. You'll get a little hint. There are seven cards in the deck that are called fixed and semi-fixed. And these people have some difficulty when changes come around. They just kind of resist it. Like I said, they're kind of change resistant. So line two is now open, folks, and I think we have Mary Beth on line four, if she's still here.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Are you enjoying the show?
I love your show, and I just listened to all the archives like the other day, back to back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah.
So what brings you to the show tonight?
Well, I have an interesting couple of questions. I have a millionaire's aspect this year, which then goes into Mars next year. So I was wondering, like, am I going to make the money and then get in a lawsuit about it or what? Because my dream really is to change my career. I'll be displacing the Nine of Diamonds next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been at my job for a while. So I do want to change my career. And I recently met a friend who makes films, and I used to make films, and we're really excited to work together, and we're both in each other's Venus period in the planetary ruling card this year, or right now, actually, since we reconnected. And he's a...
Now, is this a potential romantic friend, or...?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. It was just
I think it might be
a business
both.
Friend, or what? So.
I think it might be both.
Okay. All right.
He's February 4th, 63.
Okay. Let me just look him up real quick.
Yeah, I'm actually in his Venus as a two of diamonds, and the Venus is my five of spades.
Yeah, you are there, and he's in Venus right now. You're in Mercury. And let's see, his three of spades is showing up in your Venus. So there's definitely a potential here for you to be together, okay? I mean, it's a little early yet to tell the whole story, but that's definitely a potential.
Right.
So the thing about you guys, have you ever been together before?
Yeah, like... Probably about 15 years ago is when we first connected, and then I went traveling, as most good five of spades do.
Yeah, took off.
Yeah, it's been about 10 years abroad, and then we stayed connected via email and phone, and he travels a lot. He's a filmmaker. And so finally I moved back to California, and we have reconnected.
Yeah. And so, what, you know, I'm just kind of curious, like if this relationship could be everything you would really want it to be, what would it look like for you?
That we would be producing films, and that I would be more of the business person, because that's where I shine. That's what my degree is in, is economics.
Film production?
Yeah, he does documentaries, and that's what I had done for a while as well.
Okay. So you're focusing on what you could have together as a working couple.
Exactly.
What about the romantic side of it?
Well, we have a great connection. I mean, it feels, I mean, if you look at, let's see.
But how was it before? Was it great?
Oh, we never got romantic before. We were just always friendly. He's a three of spades, and he's a little bit nervous like that. I don't know.
Well, you know, people of his birthday tend to be a little crazy.
Okay. He comes from a really eccentric family.
Well, yeah, they tend to be a little like they go one way one day and the other direction the next day.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily bad. I mean, they're good people. They're nice people. Aquarians are really nice people. I like Aquarians. But they're not... The Three of Spades ruling card makes them a little bit unpredictable. And, like, you don't know if you can really count on them. And the whole question of commitment, it comes up. Like, you know, like whether they can actually do that or not is a question. Okay? Now, you have a great sexual connection with this guy.
Right.
And it's a past life.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, it's the most fulfilling sexual connection there is, you know, the past life Mars connection.
Wow.
So So that could be really good. But I'm just not sure if it's going to be long-term or anything that, you know.
Okay.
It's a little too early to tell.
Sure.
But if you look at his cards, his result card this year is a Four of Hearts. So it looks like he's settling down with somebody.
Yeah, I saw that. But Three of Hearts, Pluto will be just...
That's what he has to get through to get to it.
Yeah.
And that's all the other girls.
Right.
See?
Well, being my age and I haven't had kids yet, I have that window that's kind of closing, and I'm really thinking, you know, I want to look for someone to settle down to do this, like, soon.
Well, that would be a really good conversation to have with him to find out if you're on the same page or not.
Right.
You know, I mean, once you think it's going somewhere.
Yeah.
It's so early right now, I'm not even sure if this is even going anywhere. We'll have to see, you know.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know enough yet.
Uh-huh.
You guys haven't even had that conversation yet, have you?
About children or about marriage?
About being together.
Well, he said some things about a place he's building down in Arizona. He's working on a complex down there, an artist complex, with with like a cinema theater. And
so he said something to indicate you guys would be together romantically?
Well, he's telling me all the reasons why I'd like it down there, and that's about it.
Well, see, that's very, very vague.
It is.
You know, I'm just being the devil's advocate here, okay?
Right.
We can read it. You're a Pisces. You're a Pisces, right?
Yeah.
You can make up a lot of stuff.
Oh, I just said I don't have any fantasies about it, though. I really don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it might just be a good work connection, you know.
That would be fulfilling for me, just to get out of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Displacing the Nine of Diamonds next year looks like I probably will get out. I mean, I thought I'd get out at 39 with all those nines I had. And we have another series of nines this year, I think, in my planetary ruling card, Six of Hearts. But
yeah.
You just began
a new seven-year cycle on your birthday.
Oh, I did.
Yes, you did. And it's really going to be, there's going to be a lot about love in this cycle. There's a lot yet for you to experience. Okay? And if you look ahead, you'll see lots of hearts. Long range, like Two of Hearts next year, long range. And then 2 years after that, King of Hearts, long range. All right? You've got an Eight of Hearts, long range, and your ruling card spread coming up. And there's other cards, too. So, you know, just be open to, this is going to be a cycle of love for you in a big way, and it all will unfold at the right time.
And you think because he's a double spade, he's not really got that emotional...
No, double spade is not the problem, but he's a three of spades ruler. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That card is just known to be commitment phobic.
I see.
Now, they'll say that they want a commitment, but then as soon as they move in, sometimes you'll find them pulling right back out again.
I get you.
You know, and a real man will stand up and say, you know, I'm really attracted to you, and I want to check this out with you. You know what I mean? They'll be really upfront about it. They won't bullshit and say things like, well, let's talk about working together. They'll just come out and say what they really want. See, that's my definition. So he's not doing any of that yet. So we'll see what he does.
Okay.
You know, but you got nothing to lose. You're going to have love in your life.
Yeah, actually,
lots of it.
I feel pretty good, actually. I mean, like you said, it's a new cycle, and I feel like I've cleared out a lot. But career-wise, I mean, I work at home, and I'm really committed to my company, but I'm just tired of it. I want to do something more dynamic. And does it look like there's a change coming up soon for that?
Well, are you doing films right now or not?
No, I'm just reporting. I work in communications, but no film.
Uh-huh. Well, you're displacing the Five of Clubs this year, so you have this itch, you know?
Yeah.
And you really are feeling like it's time to do something different. the timing of that, of actually doing something. You see, you're calling and you're coming from a place like you're a victim. You know, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just letting you know that you're coming from a place of victim saying, are the cards going to make me do something later? When I'm telling you, you can do something. Are you ready to do something? Are you ready to quit your job and get on with the life you really want? You have to make that choice. If you do, the cards here are supporting that. There's cards for everything here for you.
Yeah, I'm building things little by little.
You know? But you have to be willing to step out and do it.
So last question is just the Ace of Spades and the Pluto position does frighten me a little bit, although the result comes.
Well, yeah, and there's a Nine of Spades underlying that too, by the way.
There's a Nine of Spades where?
Underlying that card. There's an underlying card.
Well, the Nine
of Spades. You don't
know
about those.
I just broke up with
him.
I just broke up with the Nine of Spades recently.
Well, that's okay. So. That's not him.
Oh. So
but
this is another book.
You letting go of what you're doing to have what you want is going to be a challenge this year.
Yeah.
But we already knew that.
Okay.
See how that works?
Yep.
Great.
Got it.
Okay.
Right.
So I think we got you covered there, Maribeth.
I think so, too. I really appreciate it, all your time and your...
Yeah, well, thank you for being on. Are you in our database? Have you ordered anything from me? Or you must
I
be.
I just went to your house actually recently for that group, and I was the one in the back.
Oh, you were there. Okay.
Remember me in the back? Questions. Yeah.
I'd like to find out more about your movie producing experience. So contact me by email sometime. Would you do? We can.
Will do.
Chat.
All right.
A little bit. Okay.
Good enough.
I'd like to find out what your experience is because I'm actually in the process of making a movie. So.
You mentioned that.
Yeah. So I'd like to hear more about your experience and just kind of, if you don't mind, ask a few questions and stuff.
Okay.
So if you wouldn't mind emailing me sometime, I can, then we'll talk. Okay?
Great, Robert. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mary Beth.
All right. You have a good
evening. Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. We have someone on line two. Line four is available now, but let's have a short commercial break. I'll get a little drink of water, and then we'll come back and talk to Diane from Tacoma, Washington.
I have a question for you. Would you invest 2 hours of your time to learn how to predict your future for the rest of your life? I know this sounds impossible, but I guarantee it's true. Just read the first couple of chapters of my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and you will have the power to know what is coming well before it actually happens. This is the most accurate form of divination ever discovered, and it's easy to learn. Anybody can use it. And I guarantee that you will be delighted or your money back. Just go to 7thunders.com and order the book. Or get our product special that includes both my books and a special report prepared just for you. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Why wait? Find out what the cards of your destiny have to say about your future today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Lee Camp on BBSRadio.com, the Mr. Destiny radio show. We're having a lot of fun tonight. It's so nice. Like, I come up with a topic, you know, usually it comes to me a day or so before the show. I send out the announcement in the email blast to announce what's going on tonight on the show. And then it seems like that topic becomes the topic of a lot of the people who call. It's very interesting. It's a lot of fun. I love the synchronicity. As they say, there are no accidents. So next up, we have Diane from Tacoma, Washington. And are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am, Robert. Nice to talk to you.
And do you know your cards, Diane?
Yes, I do know my cards.
So you know you're a big bossy king of diamonds.
Yes, I'm a double diamond.
Yes, you are. I've known a few people your birthday, and, you know, you're like a double diamond like me. You're a king, too, and I'm a queen ace.
Uh-huh.
So we have a lot of connections. So I'm here to support you. I'm your moon card twice, so what can I do to help you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say that your system is very insightful, and I've gotten a lot of, also gotten a lot of guidance from the weekly readings. But as you can tell from my birth date, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, and I just fell in love, and it happened in my Uranus and Neptune periods, and so I know that's sort of a, you know, you're not supposed to make decisions then, you know, during your Uranus and Neptune periods, but here it is now, you know, it's past my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And
what's his birthday?
And, you know, but, and I'm just, I don't really have any doubts about, you know, the validity of the relationship, but I'm just the fact that it started in the Uranus period and got serious in the Neptune period, it just gives me some pause. And I was wondering, you know,
what's
what
his birthday?
You thought about that.
What's his birthday, Diane?
Well, actually, she's a she.
Oh, okay. What's her birthday, Diane?
July 18th, 1942.
So, you know,
40, 43,
The thing about the Neptune period is that, are you there?
Excuse me, 43,
okay.
Yes.
So as I was saying, the thing about the Neptune period is that we can, in our Neptune period, we tend to see everything the way we'd like it to be. And
mm-hmm.
we tend to turn a blind eye towards the faults of other people that we might meet. But you met her in Uranus, okay? You met
mm-hmm.
her in the Uranus period. So it's a little better that you met her in Uranus. And now that you're in Mercury period, Diane, you
mm-hmm.
can, you, if there was any confusion about who she is or what she is, you will get clear about it right now.
Also, the confusion will clear up if there is any, huh?
If there is any, yeah. Now your birthday was just.
They will clear up.
Yeah, your birthday was almost 10 days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if anything weird is going to come out of this, like you discover something you didn't know before, it'll happen now. It would be already happening. Or I'd say one more week and you, that'll be it, okay?
Okay.
But I actually don't think there's any problem here.
Okay, that sounds good. That's encouraging. But,
you have her card in Venus this year. You have her card in Mars. And that's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed like the
And
the
she's got your card as a result card this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're showing up in her cards?
I'm sorry?
You're showing up in her cards? She's showing up in your cards? I don't see
that's
anything
to
be concerned about.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's good to hear.
All right. So that was easy.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you go on to the next person. I appreciate
your Yeah, keep
your,
us posted. If, you know, let us know in a month or so. Come back and let us know how it's going.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
I think it's going to be great.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have one more caller on, and we're going to just do one more, and then we're going to end the show. And this is Nicole from Cleveland, Ohio. Are you there, Nicole?
Yes, I am. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How's the little Aries? We get a lot of Aries people tonight.
Yeah.
Always Aries, looking for a fight. Who wants to fight?
Oh, I don't like confrontation. I'm a very mild-mannered person, so...
You ever heard that joke about the Irish people, how they like to fight a lot, you know? Like an Irish guy goes into a bar, and there's a couple of guys fighting, right, over something. And he goes, well, is this a private fight, or can anybody join in?
Okay.
That's Aries.
So
what would you like tonight?
I'd like to know a little bit more about my relationship and if there is actually going to be a serious one. I'm just getting to know how to do a reading and how to read my own cards and everything, because I know I'm in the just came into Mercury since my birthday just passed.
Right.
So just a little bit of that.
Is there a guy in your life right now?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. So his birthday is July 20th. He's at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And what year was he born, do you know?
In 76.
Okay. So now, kind of, sort of, what does that mean exactly?
I'm sorry, what?
What does kind of, sort of mean?
We have been a couple in the past, and we are also business partners. So we have put our personal relationship on hold to concentrate more on business, but we still remain fairly close friends.
And does he have another girlfriend now?
I do not believe so, no.
Oh, okay. So now you just started a new year here.
Mm-hmm.
And his cards don't show up anywhere.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Was that disappointing for you?
Kind of, yeah, because he's shown up in my life path a few times, and sometimes I have his card a couple times in my life, whether it be his planetary ruling card or his actual birth card.
Well, you know, I think that you guys were together and before, right? You were romantic?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
You had sex and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's been there with you, and he knows what's there, right?
Yeah.
And if he wanted you, he would have taken it, don't you think?
Yeah.
But he didn't take it. Right?
That's correct.
So, you know, I think, you know, I don't know why he didn't take it. I don't know. The dynamics of your relationship. I mean, you have a lot of good connections. I don't see why, card-wise, it would have been a good thing. But maybe you're just not the woman he's looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? And maybe he's not the man you're looking for either.
He's pretty close.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's just that you have to be prepared for the possibility that he's going to meet somebody else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because his result card this year is a Two of Hearts, one of his result cards.
Right.
So I think he's looking for somebody, okay? On some level. He may not be talking about it, you know?
Okay.
And when something like this doesn't work out, you know, we can be very attached to somebody very easily. I've been attached to people in my life many times. I'm older than you, and I've had more time to get attached to people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always something I really loved about the person that I was attached to. There were qualities I really liked about them. But, you know, God's, for whatever reason, it didn't work out, and they weren't attracted to me or whatever. But I found out that I could get everything I wanted eventually. Like, I would get, like, I would say, what I really like about this person is this quality. And I wouldn't be able to have that person, but I would find somebody else that had the same quality and the other stuff that I really wanted. Because wouldn't you rather have a man who just adores you?
Well, yes, I would.
And he doesn't, does he?
Not as much as I'd like him to, no.
No. See? You're a ten of diamonds, you know, you have to be the center of attention, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, you know, a guy in your life has to be somebody who pays attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So you need to be able to stand up for yourself, and if a guy's not doing that, you got to be willing to let him go. And move on, okay?
All right.
Because you could be wasting a lot of time trying to get somebody to come around, and you're just not going to.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, we don't have the power to change other people. We can only change ourselves. We can't make somebody else be different than they are. You can suggest somebody else be different, but ultimately that's their choice, right?
Right.
And so you want the man that just takes one look at you and goes, oh, my God, where'd you come from? And can I go where you're going? Right? That's the guy you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you've got so many heart cards this year. I need to say this to you. This is a big love year for you, okay? But there are some lessons to learn here, okay? You have to find out what you really, really want in love this year. And you also have, you know, you have a fears of being betrayed or abandoned.
Right.
That are going to be coming up this year, okay? You can't help it. It's going to be happening this year. But it's not going to be that hard. And I think you're going to find somebody really nice. But I don't think you're going to really connect until your Mars period.
Okay.
But you need to start thinking about what is going to make you happy, because there's a key there for you. And he might have some of the pieces of that puzzle, but he's got a lot of pieces missing too.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, you're giving me a lot to think about.
Oh, good.
A lot to work on.
It's all good. You know, if he's going to show up or not show up, that's in his hands.
All right.
But you have to decide what you're going to do if he doesn't show up. You can't wait forever, can you?
No, I cannot.
You getting any younger sitting around here waiting for him?
No, it would be nice if I was, though.
Yeah, wouldn't we all like that? But you're still very young. You're only 30 years old. You got lots of love and life to look forward to. And even though, you don't have a lot of time to waste either, okay?
Okay.
And you're an Aries. You're impatient by nature, right?
Yes, I'm very impatient. That's
yeah, you want it now, right?
I'm a microwave kid. I want it now.
Yeah, I want things now, too. I'm an Ace of Diamonds ruler, just like you. It's got to be now. I want it now. So I'm not going to waste my time. Right?
Right.
So you need to set a limit for yourself. And if you want to, you can tell them, hey, listen, I'm over here waiting for you, but only for another week. That's it. You might as well have some fun and be outrageous, right? Tell the truth.
Oh, yeah. Might as well.
Just come out and say it. Hey, you know what? I'm over here waiting for you. But I'm not going to wait much longer. If you're not going to show up soon, I'm out of here, all right? I got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I'd love to see the expression on his face for that one, that comment.
Well, yeah, and you can if you have the courage. And you are the sign of courage. Aries is a sign of courage. So get your courage up and confront the situation. It's not, you can't lose anything.
Yeah.
You got nothing to lose, okay?
All righty.
So it's great talking to you. Great to meet you, Nicole. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. All right, everybody. This concludes our show tonight. Just to let you know, we do hope to get the archives back up on my website and on the BBS Radio website. And they're coming up with a new policy where their archives are going to be free for everybody. I think I read that information correctly. And we'll have those up soon. Thank you all for coming out tonight, listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't get a chance to call in tonight, next week there'll be more open lines. And we're going to end the show tonight with a song of mine that I composed. It's the Gayatri Mantra put to music, one of the most powerful Sanskrit chants, mantras that exist, one of the most ancient as well. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be seeing you next week. Have a great evening, everybody. Good night.
Devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prati. Thank you. tam sadi suravani niyam pargo devasya dhimahi deyo yonna prachodayat.